You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, in what can be termed as a change in policy stance, the government's rupees 76,000 crore incentive scheme for the development of semiconductors and display manufacturing ecosystem in the country will not have a closing date. Companies interested in applying for the scheme can do so at any point in time after assessing the opportunities. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, told EFI that the idea behind the move is to attract more companies into setting up semiconductor fabrication so that the market does not get dominated by a few firms. We want more and more competition and more innovation. We are not looking at which company is applying. They have to have capital and technology partners for manufacturing technology and they can apply, Chandrasekhar said. When the scheme was launched in December 2021, the application window was open for 45 days. Since then, this will be the second change in the scheme to make it more attractive. Moving on, the Open Network for Digital Commerce will continue to offer discounts for the rest of the year as it seeks to jumpstart business on the protocol by assisting the network participants and wooing buyers, T. Koshi, CEO, ONDC, told EFI on Thursday. Over the past fortnight or so, customers have been enjoying chunky discounts on ONDC from restaurants like McDonald's, Taco Bell, Behru's Biryani, Pizza Hut and Cafe Coffee Day. The price difference between food items on ONDC and those on platforms like Swiggy or Zomato has been as high as 30 to 60%. ONDC is a completely new idea and we would like to support the network participants for some time. We would probably be looking to spend around Rs 2 to 3 crore in a month once we have the budget approvals in place. We will cap the discount at Rs 50 per transaction. Koshi said, adding that as of now, the discounts are capped at 2,000 transactions per day. The discount scheme is not based on any formula and would be reviewed every month. It would be applicable for all categories of goods available on the network. Now some market news. Equity mutual fund scheme saw inflows of Rs 6,480 crore in April, down by a third from the previous month and 47% lower than the average of the previous 12 months, according to data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India, AMFI. The inflows are also the lowest since November last year. However, this was the 26th consecutive month of inflows in the equity mutual funds. Large cap funds were hit the most, witnessing a drop to Rs 53 crore in April from Rs 911 crore the previous month. Net inflows into small and mid-cap funds remained relatively stable at Rs 2,182 crore and Rs 1,782 crore, respectively compared to Rs 2,430 crore and Rs 2,128 crore a month ago. Interestingly, inflows during April in the last few years have been rather volatile. While April 2022 saw inflows of Rs 15,890 crore, in April 2021 and 2020, inflows stood at Rs 3,437 crore and Rs 6,213 crore. In other news, firms applying for the removal of their names from the register of companies will have to file financial statements and annual returns to cease business operations. To this effect, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has introduced fresh conditions for companies that wish to deregister with the ROC. According to the changes, a firm cannot file for the removal of names unless it has filed overdue financial statements and overdue annual returns up to the end of the financial year in which it ceased to carry out its business operations. Further, in case a company intends to apply after the action has been initiated by the registrar, it will have to file all pending financial statements and all pending annual returns before this. The move comes at a time when the government is trying to quicken the process of closure of companies and has set up the Centre for Processing Accelerated Corporate Exit effective May 1st. The thinking, however, is that such firms remain accountable and responsible for their actions. And finally, some aviation news. Air India pilots have withdrawn their opposition to the new service and wage agreement. At a meeting on Thursday, the pilots' unions, Indian Commercial Pilots Association and Indian Pilots Guild told its members that they are free to sign the new wage agreement. The decision was taken following a vote among members where almost 80% voted in favor of signing the new wage agreement. In a letter, the two unions said, "As dedicated Air Indians, we believe it is crucial to express our readiness to settle the dispute at hand and find an amicable resolution for the benefit of both parties." You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.